الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. وقال عز وجل أيضا: فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه، إن الله غفور رحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم 100 مرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect, compassionate and wise teachings of the deen of Islam, which Allah Ta'ala has granted to us without any eligibility, deservedness or worthiness from our side. These are extremely precious days and nights, the day of Jumu'ah, leader of all days of the week, coming towards the end of this great month of Ramadan. Last few precious moments that we try and put to the maximum use on concluding a good action. There are certain etiquettes that we keep in mind in light of the Quran Sharif and the mannerisms of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First and foremost, we praise and glorify Allah alone, for nothing is possible without His guidance and enabling, which is tawfiq. So abundant praises of Allah and glorification, subhanallah wa bihamdi, Allahu Akbar. Secondly, to beg Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for many shortcomings, especially as far as appreciating and taking the maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan. We fall far deficient and beg Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for those shortcomings. And thirdly, to have this worry and concern of qabuliyat, of acceptance from Allah Azza wa Jal, for what truly counts is what is maqbool and accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, Ramadan, the great cleanser, let us not forget what we have discussed right from the beginning of Ramadan, where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the minbar said Ameen to a curse uttered by Jibreel alayhi salam. Woe be to that person who finds the opportune moment of Ramadan, and yet Ramadan goes by and that person has not gotten maghfirah and forgiveness. So still exert ourselves as much as possible in the remaining few fasts, in Taraweeh, abundant istighfar, shedding tears in the court of Allah Ta'ala, doing sincere tawbah and istighfar. Still this worry and concern, am I amongst those who are emancipated and freed from the fire of Jahannam in this great month? The last 10 days is especially for that. And therefore, when we do tawbah, as Allah Ta'ala commands in Surah Al-Tahrim in the verse recited, O those who have believed, repent to Allah Azza wa Jal with a specific type of tawbah known as tawbah al-nasuha. That tawbah, that repentance, which is pure, which is sincere, which is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala and free of any blemish and any traces of sin. The word nasaha in Arabic, and this is the beauty of the Arabic language of the Quran Azim. Look at the different beautiful meanings emanating of tawbah al-nasuha. One meaning of nasaha is the procedure whereby honey is extracted from the comb. When it is initially taken out of the hive, it has impurities, it has wax, it may have some twigs, maybe some dust. So the sifting of that honey, which brings out shining, pure honey, no trace of wax or any dirt in it. So such a tawbah, that one's life has no traces of sin and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala remaining in it. Another beautiful meaning of nasaha is to mend clothing which has torn. So when there is a tear in the clothing, the procedure of mending it, of stitching and sewing it, repairing what has been damaged. When we commit guna and haram and sin, we are damaging our deen, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And so when we do tawbatan nasuha, we are mending, we are stitching the fissures and the cracks in that deen, re-establishing that link with Allah Azza wa Jal. So that tawbah which is sincere, which is pure, another meaning of nasaha very famously as we would know it, nasiha, that person repents and leaves sin. And let us remember the very objective of fasting in Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the taqwa, abstention from sin and haram, not just for Ramadan, becomes part and parcel of us, becomes second nature. So this angle of tawbah and nasuha, that a person completely forsakes and leaves sin and haram, so beautifully described, tawbah and nasuha, is that tawbah that once a person has committed to it, one does not return to sin, just like when milk comes out of the udders, it does not and cannot go back into the udder as much as you try. Such is a person's life, now free of haram and sin. And that is hayatan tayyibah, a beautiful life even in this world, when one is at peace in one's relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So in our moments still remaining, when we are repenting to Allah Ta'ala, shedding tears, so beautifully Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, what is tawbatan nasuha? And this is a brilliant definition with rhyming words. It says, al-istighfaru bil-lisan, wal-nadamatu bil-jinan, wal-iqla'u bil-arkan. With the tongue, to recite abundant istighfar by means of the heart, genuine remorse and shame and a firm intention never to go back, and by means of the limbs of our body to forsake and leave that sin for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And we have brilliant examples in the ummah as to what is a tawbatan nasuha, what is a sincere and a pure tawbah. A great sahabi, Hadrat Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl. Now Ikrama initially was a staunch enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fully on his father's side, in enmity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore when Makkah Mukarrama is conquered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 20th of Ramadan, the day of Jumu'ah, he says, I cannot be in the same city as the person who was responsible for my father's death. And he runs away intending to go to the coastline and travel away as far as possible. His wife, Ummu Hakim bint al-Harith radiallahu anha, together with others who were also committed enemies against Islam, Hadrat Hind, the wife of Hadrat Abu Sufyan, they come in a delegation in Niqab to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, profess the Shahada. Hadrat Hind radiallahu anha says, that you and your family and your home was such that I did not wish ill and evil to come more than anybody else, and now I do not wish dignity for any home more than your home or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted her asking forgiveness, her entrance into Islam. The wife of Ikrima, Ummu Hakim bint al-Harith, recites the Shahada and begs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asylum for her husband if he comes repentant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, most definitely he will be given asylum. She goes far away in search of him. He is about to board a ship. When the ship owner tells him, I will give you a free ride, purify yourself. He will say, what do you mean purify? He says, read La ilaha illallah. He says, that is exactly what I am fleeing from. His wife catches up. She begs him, I have come to you from the best and the most pious and the most noble of human beings. You are guaranteed asylum. He cannot believe these words and the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He starts to go back with her en route, intends to have relations as a husband. She says, at this moment you are impure, you are a non-Muslim, I am a Muslim, you cannot touch me until you accept Shahada. Before he comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs the Jamaat, Ikrima is coming, repentant, do not say any bad word to him about his father. Ikrima radiallahu, the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately professes, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And then he says, that what do you invite towards? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him about the shahadatain, about salah, about the other obligations. And he says, I request one thing, beg Allah to forgive me. All my previous efforts, physical efforts against you to extinguish the light of Islam. Beg Allah ta'ala to forgive me for every cent that I have spent in enmity to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua. He says, beg Allah to forgive me whatever I may have said in your face or behind your back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, makes this dua. And then he makes a pledge and says, that I pledge at this moment, all my physical efforts that were made against Islam, I will double them for the cause of Islam. Every cent that I had spent against you and the spread of this deen, I pledge that I will double the spending for the cause of Allah. And he lived his word. Every opportunity, any and every jihad thereafter, he participated with great bravery. He would read Quran Sharif with such love and say, this is the word of my Allah, the command of my Allah, and would hold it and kiss it. So he lived out until his noble end in the form of martyrdom, according to the most correct opinion in Ajnadin. A great pious person in this ummah, Ibrahim bin Adham, and this is so important, the company of the pious, a man comes to him and says that I feel ashamed of the many sins that I perpetrate. I would like to forsake and leave them. Show me, how do I do that? Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah says that give me a guarantee that you can do five things and go on with your sin, it will not harm you. First, when you want to commit a sin and break Allah's laws, then do so without eating from His food and sustenance and strength that you get in body from His food. He says, you know that all sustenance is from Allah. How can I ever do that? He says, then how can you have the audacity of eating from Allah's rizq and use that strength against Allah's commands? So he says, fine, number two, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah says that in future if you want to commit a sin, then do not do it on Allah's earth. He says, you know, the east and the west and everything belongs to Allah. Where will I find such a place? So he says, how can you eat of Allah's rizq and on His earth disobey Him? He says, fine, accepted. Number three, he says, when you want to commit a sin in the future, then go and do it where Allah cannot see you. He says, you know very well, Allah can see everything, even that which is in our hearts and minds. So how can I ever do that? So he says, how can you embark upon breaking the command of Allah on Allah's earth, eating His sustenance, knowing that Allah Ta'ala is watching you? He says, very well. Number four, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah says that go on, commit your sins. But remember one thing, when the angel of death, Malakul Maut, Israel alayhi salam, comes to you, then say to him that, wait, give me a chance, let me do tawbah, let me go do some good deeds. He says, you know very well, when the angel of death comes, there is not a delay even for a few split seconds, so that chance will never be given to me. So he says, how will you hope to then attain salvation, knowing that the angel of death will come to you at any time? He says, tell me number five. He says, in the Akhirah, the angels in charge of Jahannam, when they grab you to take you to the fire of Jahannam because of disobediences to Allah, say to them, sorry, I'm not going with you. He says, you know, that is not possible. So he says, when you know that will not be possible, how can you still go on breaking Allah's commands? There and there he sheds tears and leaves all haram and sin and remains in the company of Ibrahim bin Adham, great wali of Allah Ta'ala, until his dying days. The cousin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hadrat Abu Sufyan ibn al-Harith, initially very beloved and dear to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the moment Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the invitation to Nubuwah, he turned severe enemy, would write the most derogatory poetry, really hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he comes repentant, a long journey begging for forgiveness, accepts Islam, stands steadfast with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the battles. One day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remarks, and this is Tawbatan Nasuha, to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, look at my cousin Abu Sufyan ibn al-Harith. You know what poetry he used to write against me and Islam. Look at him today, the first to enter the masjid for salah, the last to leave the masjid after salah. And on his deathbed, he says to his relatives, no need to cry over me. since the day I accepted Islam, I have not polluted or defiled myself with any sin. So Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, tawbah and nasuha, tawbah, repentance, but to rectify and change our lives for the better. The one who does tawbah begs Allah forgiveness and rectifies one's life. Most definitely Allah Ta'ala is accepting. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. There's a few important announcements. We know last Jumu'ah of this great month of Ramadan, last opportunity to contribute in the month of Ramadan, the house of Allah Ta'ala, the madrasa. We know spending is multiplied many, many fold. We know much more renovations will be taking place. So let us donate generously, inshallah. Also the Eid Salah, alhamdulillah, the Sadaqatul Fitr also was collected and distributed. The Eid Salah, inshallah, at the usual venue at Marks Park. The Bayan at 6:40 and Eid Salah at 7 sharp, 7 a.m. sharp. Let us try and be there timeously. It cannot be that because of our delay, those who had come on time are made to wait. Also adhere to the instructions of the traffic marshals, etc., to make it easy for everybody. Let us listen out if there is any change as far as weather, etc., is concerned. Announcements will be made before time. And also we know very important effort, the effort of Dawat in this regard. And Ijtima will be taking place 26th, 27th, 28th, inshallah, at Shaf 17 near Nazrek. Lots of qurbani, lot of sacrifice in the environment of deen, inshallah. Let us make a firm intention to take benefit of that occasion, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وخاصة النعمة الراحلة في شكل شهر رمضان فلنكثر من الأعمال الصالحة ولنشكر الله عز وجل ولنكثر من الاستغفار والتوبة ولنتوب إلى الله عز وجل بتوبة النصوح كما أمرنا الله عز وجل قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا أي صادقا وخالصة ومرقوة للخراق الذي أتت في ديننا قد أمرنا الله عز وجل بالإكثار من الاستغفار واستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي رحيم ودود وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم 100 مرة فلنتق الله عز وجل ولنسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا لترك المعاصي والذنوب وهذا هو قصد الصيام من شهر رمضان لهذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن أهل بيته وأصحابه كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة والشام والعراق والهند والكشمير والسودان وتركستان وتركيا وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في شهر رمضان. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, stand as close as possible. Leave absolutely no gaps between ourselves. One of the means of unity in the ummah and being protected from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah. Make sure that the hills are in a straight line. استعدلوا تقاربوا تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.